Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. I call you wonderful because you are listening to Christian Radio, especially our unique program on sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Today's program is really wonderful program because it relates to our love toward God. Many Muslims think that they have genuine love toward God. And we ask Muslims, and we want to discuss with our Muslim friends two important questions, issues. The first one is it possible for a believer to give God perfect form of worship and love him with his own being? Is it possible? Question number two, is God worthy to receive such love? In other words, who is this God that asks me to give him my life and love him supremely? Because love God with our whole being is the perfect form of worship that God requires that we give him. The perfect form of worship is not performing some religious duties. Because a person can perform some religious duties while his heart and the mind is not dedicated to God. We know that. People can try to perform religious duties out of wrong motives, like habit, pride, prospect of reward. However, Jesus revealed to us that the greatest commandment is to love God with our whole heart, soul, and mind, our whole being. So Muslims say, okay, we love God. Well, we need to answer these two questions that I mentioned. When we discuss the first one, is it possible for the Muslim believer to wholeheartedly love God? We need to help our Muslim friends recognize that according to the Quran, God is the master and believers is treated only as slaves. In Arabic, abd. For example, we read in the Quran, not one of the beings in heaven and the earth, but must come to Allah most gracious as abd, slave. Well, a slave or a servant works to earn a place in his master's house. The slave does not work because he loves his master, but primarily for his own benefits and rewards. I know that very well. Actually, while I was writing my book, God reminded me that when I was a child, my parents had a servant. One of her duties was to make sure that I went to sleep in bed at certain time, early, so I can wake up fresh for school, in order to make me fall asleep quickly so she could go watch TV. She would tell me a scary story, saying that the boogeyman or evil spirit would come to my room if I didn't fall asleep right away. I don't think she really loved me or loved my parents. For years, I was afraid to be in a dark room alone. Okay, according to Islam, God's acceptance of the believer is conditional upon the Muslim's performance of religious duties. However, even if the believer lived all his life trying to perform all the religious duties, nevertheless, Allah still has the right to dismiss the believer and not accept the believer in heaven. That's a tragedy. And I remembered another story. When I was a child growing up in Egypt, I remember becoming friends with one of the servants hired by my parents. He fixed my bicycles many times. We played soccer on the same team. One day, I heard my parents talking on the balcony While drinking coffee, they had decided to dismiss my servant friend and send him back to his village. I cried, told my parents he was doing a good job. They answered me, "Why are you crying, Sammy? Why are you getting emotional? He is just a servant." Aha. You see, my friend, this relationship of slave or servant with his master is not conducive to heartfelt love. Genuine love cannot come from or to a servant or slave mentality. Okay, remember that. We read another verse in the Quran. Those who dispense their charity with their hearts full of fear because they will return to their Lord. Aisha, one of Muhammad's wives, his favorite wife, asked Muhammad, "O apostle of God, is the one who is afraid of God, the one who commits adultery, steals, drinks wine, thus he is afraid of punishment?" Muhammad told her, "No. He is the one who prays, fasts, and gives alms. Thus, he is afraid that God may not accept these things from him." Wow! What a tragedy! The Quran describes God as an unpredictable judge. We read another verse in the Quran. Allah leads astray those whom he pleases and guides whom he pleases. In the Quran, God never promises complete forgiveness of the believer's sins. He does not guarantee believers eternal life with him in paradise, except if they were killed fighting the enemy of God, what they view as enemies of God. This is a tragedy. That's how many Muslims believe in committing suicide bombs and committing terrorist acts against those whom they view as enemies because they feel this is the only way that they know that they're going to make it to paradise. Other than that, there is no guarantee. Actually, I was researching this issue in the most credible Islamic sources in Arabic. God gave me this advantage as an ex-defense lawyer in Egypt. I was able to go to the Arabic Islamic sources written by the most credible Muslim theologians in Egypt. And I read Abu Bakr, one of Muhammad's closest companions. Muslims believe him to be the most exalted person after the prophets, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He was elected to be the Muslim leader, caliph, after Muhammad's death, but he was frightened about his own eternal destiny. It's a tragedy. I read one of the most famous Islamic books titled Teachings of Islam. In the chapter entitled Fear of Allah, Abu Bakr was quoted as saying, "O bird, how lucky you are. You eat, you drink, and fly under the shade of the trees, and you fear no reckoning of the day of judgment. I wish I were just like you." Wow. Abu Bakr also said, "I swear to God that I do not feel safe from God's cunning, deceitfulness, even if one of my feet is already inside paradise." Wow, what a tragedy. When resurrection and paradise or hell was mentioned in his presence, Abu Bakr said, "I wish I were a tree eaten by an animal. I wish I had never been born." Obviously, he was frightened of God. What a tragedy. My friend, he was frightened because he knew that he was a sinner. And not only him, but all of us acted at times unjustly. We all at one time or another gave ourselves the permission to do wrong things. My friend, the wonderful news in the gospel, Jesus took all the punishment that we deserve for all the sins, for everything wrong we committed. The wonderful news that we read in the gospel is recorded by John, one of Jesus Christ's closest disciples. We read in chapter 6, Jesus promised and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." My friend, I invite you right now to repent of your sins and put your faith in Jesus.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.